All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. We are here with you. Merry Christmas.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, Merry Wednesday.
Happy Hanukkah. It's there Hanukkah. It's still Hanukkah.
Is it?
We're good. Okay. We're good. Anyhow, listen, happy holidays. We are hoping that maybe you'll be taking a small break from your festivities and we give you a podcast.
Yeah.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
All right. Hold on.
Well, you going to take it off? I'm like all geared up here. Okay. I got colored light up balls on my neck and...
I was eating the hairs.
Understand. So this is I think we're going to just do some light, fun, festive-y stuff. And hopefully by now you've already given gifts.
Yeah.
But if it's the holiday season and you're still maybe looking to get something for your car enthusiast, well.
Is this where I try? Oh.
Yeah. Like.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about buying wheels for other people, whether it be a gift or just because, well, I mean, obviously it would be a gift, but whether it's for Christmas, Hanukkah, birthday, New Year's, or just because, you know, you want to get your friend a set of wheels.
Yep.
You know, I think there's good ways to go about it and there's bad ways to go about it, and, like, it has its plus and minus or whatever. So let's go over some of the key points of maybe how you could go about it or maybe some reasons why you shouldn't. I mean, one way to go about it, I think, is definitely just asking them.
What kind of stuff, what kind of wheels?
What kind of wheels that they've been looking at? You know, what they might be interested in, the style, the sizing, stuff like that. It gets a little bit tricky if you're trying to do it as like a surprise, because then you got to be like, oh, like, you know, what do you like? And then they're gonna be like, oh, like, are you trying to get me some wheels? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe you could go about it by, offering, you know, a couple different styles. Be like, oh, look, I'm thinking of this. What do you think of this? Or, you know, things like that.
I think it's tough to buy wheels for somebody, right? So, because, I mean, I think you have a multitude of things that become difficult to try to figure out. What style they want, what size they want, you know, kind of what use they want. And, you know, I think it's even more difficult. You know, I always had this secret fantasy that my wife would buy me car parts, right? Like, I feel like every time we get to a holiday, a birthday or something, I'm always, like, craving, like, please be something that I can use for my car.
Things like this are so hard, though, because, is your wife a car person?
No.
Yeah, so that's what makes it so hard.
But that's what makes this part of it real, right?
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're not a car person, first off, you're probably not listening to this podcast. But
definitely.
Maybe this is the podcast you want to send to your girlfriend and say, hey, check this out, right? Yeah. So my wife always kind of went under the assumption that she didn't really get me car things. A few times she did, but I think she always felt sorry because at the end of the day, it wasn't going to ever be a keepsake. It was either going to be something that I would end up selling at a later date or changing off the car, because you don't keep everything the same forever.
Right. Especially if you're constantly modifying it or doing it, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%. So I think if you go, let's go the different routes. Let's go a couple different scenarios for buying gifts for people. I think the first way is kind of one of those, find a good retailer for the brand that you think might fit the person you're gifting to, and maybe get them a gift card to that retailer.
There you go. That's a good idea.
So level one, get them a gift card. It doesn't even – and the best part about that is that you don't have to give them the entire gift, right?
Yeah.
Like if you don't have to worry about, oh, this wheel set's going to be 1,000 and this won't be
this
800, this will be 500.
I could only afford this, but they might want this one.
Maybe giving them $250 toward their wheels, or maybe a little bit less than that or whatever it is. Maybe that's just a start to help them get ready to buy their stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
It's a much smarter way, because if, like, let's say you buy something, mm-hmm. you know, some parts are non-returnable.
Yep, sure.
certain retailers won't take stuff back. Wheels in particular.
Some retailers have shipping or restocking fees.
Right, yeah. So you'll lose out on that. And also, I have a whole list of key points over here.
But let's say gift card was the easy one.
Right.
Let's go into the next piece of it. Right. So the next piece of this obviously is trying to just go ahead and ask the person, hey, listen, I want to get you some wheels because I'm the coolest person ever. And I want to get you a gift that I know you
That'd
want.
That's pretty awesome. That definitely happens. It never happened to me.
I understand. I feel the same way.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe someday that'll happen.
Maybe someday. So
I got like everything crossed that somebody would be like, I want to buy you a set of wheels.
Right. So maybe the second way is you just ask that person, hey, what wheels do you want? Right? The third person. Thank you. And the reason I'm saying thank you is because you already went out and bought the wheels. And you gave them this morning, and you're very excited, and they're under the tree. So thank you to that person because we appreciate it. I think the next scenario might be the person that's trying to pull off the illustrious surprise.
That's a tough one.
Super tough. So here, let's talk out some tips that they could do to try to get some feedback on how to pull this off, right?
Well, the first one would be you have to figure out what wheels will fit that car.
I would say a lot of retailers probably could help them with that.
Yeah, I was about to say that's pretty straightforward, and almost anywhere they go, they can be like, oh, like what car is it? These are some of the options that we have.
Right. So if you're not a car person and you happen to be hearing this or somebody just forwarded this to you, first of all, thanks for that, then maybe make sure you know the car – make, model, year, trim package. Give you an example. If you happen to be just good enough at cars to identify a Mitsubishi Lancer,
right,
but don't catch the part that it's an Evolution or an Evo, you could easily blow the whole thing because it won't fit. Right. Same thing with a WRX into an STI. If you know it's just Subaru Impreza, but you don't know it's a WRX or an STI, things get complicated.
Yeah.
Okay. So first, know the car, make, model, year, trim, stuff like that. Next, you're going to have to try to come up with the size that they want, right? Because if you're going to try to pull the surprise off, you need to understand that there's diameters and there's width differences, right?
Definitely.
Then there's offset differences, but let's not kill you.
There's the kind of fitment they want, the kind of fit versus the kind of fitment they need. The retailer might not necessarily know what it is they're looking to go for. It might give them the suggested one. And let's say they wanted to go, I don't know, maybe under that or go super aggressive with it. You know, there's a whole bunch of ways to go around that.
So here would be my suggestion to trying to figure this thing out. Try to see if you can somehow get the person you're gifting wheels to show you some pictures of the same type of car that they have with exactly how they wish it could look if money was no object. Because what you'll do there is you'll start to see the wheels fit very much the same. I would even go one further and say that it may be harder for some of the retail chains to help you with this, but there are some really great retailers that we have around the industry, and if you need help with us, DM us on this, that are very specialty tuner locations.
Yeah.
And with this, you could send them a picture of a magazine or a picture or of one of these cars and say,
and they'll know exactly what
we're looking for.
The
type of
size.
My boyfriend, my girlfriend, my significant, yeah, my friend, my son, my
whoever.
Whatever it may be, they are looking for wheels that fit like this car, and they most likely will be able to help you get close, really close.
Yeah,
right. So I think that's a good suggestion. I'm trying to think of another good suggestion to find out. I mean,
it's definitely a lot easier if it's like another enthusiast.
Oh, 100%.
Another thing too is, you know, just keep an ear out because, you know, you may not really understand, like, especially if you're not a car person, what, you know, your significant other or your friend or whatever is trying to get. But if they occasionally talk to you about their car and their build and like, oh, like I'm looking to save up money because I want to get this for my car, then that's, you know, that's a pretty good indicator. Like, oh, like they want those wheels. Like,
yeah.
You know, so
I mean, hopefully you're not waiting till this morning to figure this out because
hopefully
you
already figured it out
because that guy already came. Backwards hat Santa already came, and unfortunately there may not be any wheels on the street. But going back to that, there's always that gift card route, right? You get them a gift card, and that's pretty cool. We don't sell gift cards per se, but our retailers do, and it allow them to get their gift. Let's see what else. Another way of going about it, if you're just not sure and you want to have something physical and tangible to put under the tree, menorah or anything else, you could go ahead and buy one wheel. You could go ahead and pick a wheel, talk to your retailers, make sure there's a good return policy. It won't be the craziest. One wheel would allow you a very low shipping cost. It would also allow you kind of the ability to return a wheel and take a slight bit of a hit if they do have a restocking fee, but that's the retailer you wanted to go with. Bring a wheel in and say, hey, I'm giving you the gift of wheels. So all you have to do, if you like this one, great. And if not, we'll return this one. So working with a local retailer would help immensely there. We can return this one and then get you the other one. Right. Right. If you want to have something tangible, that's a way to do it.
That's a pretty interesting idea.
That's a thought, right? What's the other ways that you could gift the gift of wheels? You have any other?
I'm trying to think. I can only think of a whole bunch of things not to do.
That's interesting. Let's go with that.
That's definitely, and you just mentioned one, buying the full set from a retailer if you're unsure.
If you're unsure, don't buy the wheels.
Because that can be an expensive mistake.
Could be.
You know, you figure you spend $1,000 on wheels. If they have a 15% restocking fee, it's $150 you're out right there.
Well, and not only that, but like some retailers don't do returns on special order wheels.
Yeah.
And if they don't stock them, that could count as a special order. So again, always check return policies. I think that's definitely important. We don't have anything to do with the buying and selling of wheels because we don't sell to the public. So, you know, we often get the call. People say, oh, I bought these wheels and now I want to take them, turn them back. And we're like, where'd you get them? Like, oh, you guys sent them to us. And I'm like, probably not. Like, you know, we don't take any money. So, you know, that doesn't help you. So
here's another good point. If you are buying wheels and a tire package for somebody, do not mount them.
Sure.
Some spots will not take them back at all if they're mounted, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, so our standard policy is that we don't accept wheels back from retailers once they're mounted. And that's because it's an industry practice that you test fit wheels on your vehicle before you install them. And just to make sure anything, whatever. So that's a standard practice, and if any good wheel and tire location is around you, they will. That's going to be you watch. That will be one of the first things they do. They take a wheel out of the box, they go to the front, put it on the front. If there's a different wheel, they'll put it on the rear. They just quickly put it up and make sure it's good, and then they'll take them and they'll go off to the mounting balancing machine.
Yep.
Yeah. So don't mount anything up if you're going to buy tires or wheels for somebody as a package.
Separate.
I mean, unless they're bought mounted and balanced. You know?
Yeah. That was the next point I was going to say, and I was going to see what your input was on that. So some places actually do that. Will that have a special deal? You know, if you buy both, they'll mount and balance them for free and just ship them out. All you have to do is put them on the car. Some places like that, and I'll probably bleep this out, like, for example, they do that. So how do they, you know, how would you go about returning that? Can you not return?
Yeah,
for certain
you can't return. So that's if you don't know, that's where I would just say gift card it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. You have anything else you think?
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, like, car parts in general are hard to buy for.
They can be.
You know, certain things might be easier. Maybe like oil changes or stuff, or like tool sets, things like that.
Yeah. Or if you really know what they want.
Or if you really know what it is they want or something that somebody's been looking at. It's definitely much easier if you are a car person or even ask for a wish list. You can say, you know, people give out lists for Christmas.
Maybe not this morning, but maybe
for next
year.
Definitely not this morning. Next year.
Next year, maybe
a
wish list.
Some people celebrate Little Christmas, January 6th.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, if you do.
Until the 6th for Christmas gifts. But
maybe, you know, maybe you have that other person, that significant other that's deployed or, you know, away for the holidays or traveling or they're not in your city or whatever it may be. And you're not unfortunately able to be with them on today, but you know, first off, you know, shout out to everybody that's serving our country. appreciate you very much. And I don't know, if you got the time, yeah, there's definitely things you could do there, right?
Yeah.
So not the most significant podcast we've ever done, but
probably not.
I think the real point was to look ridiculous in front of you, and I think we've accomplished that.
Wait, hold on. Are
these... They're on.
Yeah, but they're not.
What? They're not glowing? They're
not dancing.
Yeah, that's not annoying. Anyhow, this is not my finest hour. You have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, so we're not going live today because...
We're not going live today unless... I get really bored.
Unless you get really bored.
Okay. So what I would say,
spend time with your family, Scott. Yeah. Don't go live today.
Right, we're not going live today.
Next week is New Year's.
And we probably won't be going. New Year's Day. I don't know if we'll be going live then either.
We probably won't be going live.
But stay tuned. We are going to have another podcast on New Year's Day.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think. And then shortly after that, we have some... Yeah, next week we're actually going to be talking about some new wheels, and then new wheels for the new year.
The following week we're hoping to have them here so that we can actually show you guys.
Not hoping. The following week we'll have wheels here.
We will have them here. Okay, and that said,
we will start to go through week by week each wheel model.
Nice.
And we will, you know, begin covering some of those things. And I know people have been asking for wheel specs, so stay tuned.
We'll have the wheel specs. We'll have the wheels themselves.
Yep.
Scott won't be wearing the elf hat, although I really want him to be. I think he should wear it for every podcast, and if you think so as well, comment below.
What? I can't hear you. But that's it. So listen, we're gonna wrap this one up. We'll let you get back to your families and hanging out at hopefully at home. Hopefully you're not working today. And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, whatever you may celebrate. We hope it's merry and cheery and all that good stuff. And I don't know. We appreciate you, and we hope that if you don't make it back next Wednesday, we hope you have a really good new year. And thank you very much for all your support. That's it, man. I think we should wrap this thing up. Let's call it a day. So have a good Christmas, and we will catch you next Wednesday. Take care.
Peace.